الرسول اللهم صل على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن سنته يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear sister brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. That is why I like to pay attention that our classes, it's on our website, inshallah, for review. And review all this material is very important, inshallah ta'ala, to learn about the fiqh of Al-Hajj, alhamdulillah, Rabbi. Alhamdulillah, last week we end up with a close. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked him, قَالِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا يَلْبِسُ الْمِحْرُمُ. Ya Rasulullah, what is the clothes for the mahrim? The one who dressed on the ihram and to be in a state of ihram. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما يلبس المحرم, the mahrim, the one who are in a state of ihram, القميص, it means the shirt. والسراويل, it means the pants. والعمائل, the turbans. And related to the turbans also, you're going to need a kufil, the taqiyya, the hat which you wear in your head. And also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned also al-baranis. You may find some brothers hat like a coat, the coat, and this coat like a hood, to wear it in his head. وَلَا يَلْبِسُ الْخِفَافِ And number five, and doesn't wear al-khuf. Khuf in the Ihram, in the state of Ihram. And I would like to mention this and stop this so again to review. Because a lot of people, they thought, you cannot dress it. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, من لم يجد إزارا ورداء فليلبس السروال والرداء. Whoever doesn't find these two pieces of Ihram, he could go and dress the regular one, but the condition is, for example, somebody he takes the plane, and he takes the plane and he did not dress the two pieces of al-haram. He forgot, and he has only on him, he has pants, and he has a shirt, and he forgot this bag, he forgot it, and he put it with other luggage in the bottom of the plane, with other luggage. And he passed by, and as we know, very important, that you must start the niyyah of ihram from the appointed place called al-niqat. Nobody allowed to pass it. Nobody allowed to pass it. Such as, somebody went to Jeddah, for example, for business. You stay two, three days, 1 week in Jeddah. And you finish. He said, what I have to do, how I start my ihram, how I start my niyyah. We have, can I start my ihram from Jeddah? The answer is no. Because Jeddah is not one of the places to start your ihram. So what we should do, Sheikh, I'm going to for business, and I cannot perform the umrah. We tell him, no. Very easy. You must pass by, if you have intention to perform the umrah, you must start your ihram from the appointed place or the described place, which the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the Sunnah. Call it al-miqat. Nobody allowed to pass al-miqat without dressing the two pieces, bring the niyyah for umrah, and say what? لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم بعمره لبيك اللهم عمره. You must clear, this is the only part in Islam to publish the niyyah by your tongue. The salah, the niyyah in your heart. The zakah, niyyah in your heart. The fasting, niyyah in your heart. Except the umrah and hajj. You must say it by your tongue. Labbaik Allahumma umrah, labbaik Allahumma hajj. You must start with this niyyah and to dress the ihram from these places. Call it al-miqat. And as we described it before, it is the five places all over the globe. The Prophet ﷺ did not travel to this area, but the Prophet ﷺ, he told the us, you must renew your, or stop your niyyah for Ihram, and you dress the clothes of Ihram from this place. For the people North America and Africa, call it Rabigh. Rabigh. For those who came actually from Medina, it's 20 minutes by bus from Medina, in the port of Medina, a place called Abyar Ali, or Zay Hulaifa. You must start from there. Somebody went from Medina, and he dresses two pieces of clothes, and he says, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. We told him, no, this is invalid. You must go there. If you want to dress it, you have to the clothes, dress it, but it means nothing for you. So until you go and reach this area, and then after that, you stop your ihram from there, and you say, Labbaik Allahumma Umrah, Labbaik Allahumma Hajj, from these places. Jeddah is not a place for i'tikaf. Any town is not a place for America. People we saw, people, subhanAllah, people in Kennedy Airport, they have the two pieces of ihram, the men, and then one have it, you enter the Kennedy Airport, Labbaik Allahumma Ya Akhi, Ya Adik Allah. You cannot start your ihram from Kennedy Airport. Kennedy Airport is not described as an itaf. Your intention and talbiyah is invalid. You must learn about that. Therefore, it's very important to for us. We found the people in Miqat, in Abyar Ali, when you visit Medina and you start to dress your ihram. When the people walking in the hallway of the masjid, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. What is the sunnah? The Prophet ﷺ and Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu wa arda, he start his niyyah for ihram and talbiyah, Labbaik Allahumma, when he rides his shikamu. When we ride our path, when we stay in the path, that is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So subhanAllah, people, Labbaik Allahumma, Labbaik, come from the masjid, go all over the place of al-niqat. The sunnah is, when you ride your car, when you ride your path, when you ride the donkey, when you ride the camel, when you ride, that is what the Prophet ﷺ did. And all of us should follow the sunnah. There was a violation there. But anyway, somebody he forgot his clothes. He put it with other luggage. And he will pass by when he's in a plane, and they said many times it's recommended to take a Muslim airline. Because the Muslim airline, you will find a Muslim pilot. He will guide you to tell you where is al-niqab. You cannot sit in a plane and then you reach Jeddah, Medina al-Ijaz, the city of Hajj, and you said, I'm going to stop the maniyah. No, you have to sacrifice the animal, my brother. There is a violation. When I have to stop, there is a place, the plane will pass by or equal to, at least call it Rabigh. Rabigh is about 25 minutes before you reach Jeddah. You must start your ihram and the niyyah to perform umrah if you're going to Mecca. Again, underline. If you're going to Mecca to perform the umrah. And remember again, as I repeated, you are not going for hajj yet. The niyyah and the ihram is not for hajj yet. You're going for tamattu'a. To enjoy what means tamattu'a? To perform the umrah. How you perform the umrah? To take a shower. Break ra'a sunnah if you zahid for sunnah, for sunnah al-wudu, or salat al-zuhr or anything in the masjid, or in the plane, if you are in the plane, you break ra'a, take a shower before you leave your home to go to airport because there is no shower in the plane. And then, if you want to dress the ihram, it's good, dress the two pieces of the ihram, and have the coat. And then when the pilot will tell you, we are 5 minutes away, 10 minutes away from al-ihram, start to take the coat off. You are not allowed to put any dress, the stitches or any dress which the people know it is the jacket, it is the shirt, it is the sweater, it is so on, so everything you have to take it out. Don't tell me air condition or not air condition, I'm gonna catch cold. There is no any clothes over the two pieces of al-ihram. There is nothing called in Islam three pieces for ihram. Some people they take it like and they put like a towel around the by the bus. Nothing like this, only two pieces. And one of the brothers told me, Sheikh, I'm sitting in a plane and I'm gonna catch cold. My private bus, I'm not going to have anything in my body because I'm catching cold. My father, inshallah, is not going to catch a cold. But you are not allowed to risk anything. You have to take everything out except these two pieces of al-ihram. And you stop your niyyah when you come. You stop 10 minutes ago. Allahu Akbar. Surah Sunnah. Go and renew your wudu in the plane. And then after that, sit down in your place. Sit down and pray two rak'ah. This is two rak'ah. There is no sunnah or ihram. This two rak'ah is the sunnah of wudu. Sunnah of al-wudu. Or you did not pray the dhuhr yet. You did not pray the asr yet. It's going to be enough of the fard for you to pray no sunnah for ihram at all for umrah or hajj. Then after that you say, when you tell you, yes, you are in ihram, you stop. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, that's why the blame start to all the people, start to make tanbiyah. You will be in a state of ihram. You cannot take this pose. You're going to go to the city, you stay one night in the city, sleeping in a floor, not the matter. Wait until you go to Mecca, and you enter Mecca, you enter the Haram Sharif. Even if you enter your hotel, you're going to stay with the two pieces of Ihram. You are under the state of Ihram. You cannot take it out. Either, even if you are tired and you sleep over one night in a hotel, you're going to be in the same condition with the Haram until you go, inshallah ta'ala, to go walking in the street to go to the haram, you still you're going to read in talbiyah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. When you be in a state of ihram, you're going to recite the ihram, labbaik Allah, all the time in the street, in a hotel, in everywhere you go. Until you enter the haram, stop, no talbiyah anymore. What have you do? You go around the Kaaba for seven times, inshallah ta'ala, will you give exactly, you're going to make a special class, how you perform that, but I'm talking in general. And then after that, you make two rak'ah for sunnah, maqam Ibrahim. وَتَعِدُ مِن مَقَالِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. Allah says that in the Quran. Take from the position of Ibrahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a musallah, it means two rak'ah. Not necessary to be in the position of Ibrahim. You find the people fighting to pray in this area, and everybody fell down, and because of blood, the people from the tawaf. Ya Khidr Allah, the whole haram, you could pray the two rak'ah. There's nothing, no problem at all. After you finish, you go and drink zamzam as much as you could, with intention, shifa, success in your life, to attend to exam, pass the exam, to have a good exam, Allah protect you, to enter the Jannah, with any kind of intention, zamzam for it. Then after that, you go for sa'i. Between Safa and Marwa. As I said before in my class, tawaf around the Kaaba, male and female must be in a state of wudu. For example, 6.5 times. 6.5 times, boom, I lost my wudu. What I have to do? There is no bathroom inside. I have to go outside. You cannot, because another, and somebody come and ask, one of the scholar there, he told him, I made it 6.5. Ya Shaykh, you know, I get tired, you know, this is very difficult. Allah Ghafoor Rahim, Allah, he will give me credit for the other half. Nothing like this. Nothing like this at all. You must go and renew your wudu from outside of the heart and you come back again. You did not make the tawaf. It's not complete. And when, how is that? I start not from the place. The last one is not counted. You must renew the last one only. And this is mercy from Allah to start from the green light. And it starts to make only one tawaf, and then you complete the tawaf. Then after that, I break rak'ah, and I drank. And while actually I'm going between sa'i, Safa and Marwa, I lost my wudu. What I have to do? We tell him, sa'i between Safa and Marwa, not necessity to be in wudu. Even if you are without wudu, you don't have to renew your wudu. So all the time. I took my child. And while I'm stuck in this crowd, and I go and I carry my child with me to a hajj, and my child is saying, I want to go to the bathroom. And your child, again, you have to take him with you. And we say that the Prophet ﷺ, when the woman raised up her son, she said, Ya Rasulullah, Ali hadha hajj, is there any hajj for this boy? Ala na'am. Yes, let him to perform the hajj. Walaki ajru. But the ajru and the reward will be to her, for the bearer. You must, this child, it is underage, he must, when he grow up, to make, perform the hajjah of an Islam by himself. You understand? That is not what we agree, inshallah ta'ala, before in our classes. Now, after you finish the time, you start from Safa and Marwa. Marwa, Safa, everyone is one, two, three, four, back and forth. And then after that, you're going to end this start with Safa, you end with Marwa. Then after that, what happened? You are in Tanattu'. Tanattu' means to perform all the complete Umrah, and then you enjoy everything Allah gave it to you halal with the one condition, to be what? To cut or shave. Sunnah is to cut your hair. Leave the shave until you perform the Hajj. Because if you shave, in the day of the Hajj, you're not going to have what? You're not going to have a Hajj. So if you want to shave, you shave, you postpone it to Al-Hajj. In the tarattu', you make your hair, cut your hair. And the woman is enough for her to bring a bunch from under the hijab and cut it. It's enough for her. You don't have to shave the woman too, subhanAllah. So, you will be able to do everything, woman, perfume, cut, shave, everything. You do it, you don't have to worry until the day number 8, the day of Tarweeh, day of Al-Hajj, to renew your ihram from Mecca, from your hotel, from the Haram Sharif. You don't need to travel again to Al-Niqaf. Mecca will be Al-Niqaf for you, and this is also message from Allah. By the way, we have to travel for Niqaf again to renew our niyyah for the Hajj. So you're going for Umrah. And I have a question here, it's very important, because somebody asked me. They told me, Sheikh, I'm calling. I Hajj, Hajj Karam. As you know, and I will describe it before, the Hajj is three times. Tanattu', Karam, Ifrad. There is no difference between that one the Prophet prepared you, recommend you to make Tanattu'. Some people they say, no, I like to make Karam, to be humble, so and so. What's the difference between Tanattu' and Karam? Tanattu', you finish the Umrah, it means the Tawaf and the Sa'i, and you cut your hair, and you take the rest of it as ihram and enjoy everything, even the woman. But the qiran, the difference between tamattu' and qiran, the tamattu', if he performing his niyyah to make the qiran, must, number one, lead the amiral with him to enter Mecca, and the amiral will be with him until he finish all the ceremony of al-hajj in the day of al-eid. And you are in a plane, ya Sheikh. Are you going to take a goat with you in a plane? Are you going to take a cow with you in a plane? You cannot do it. You understand? So what are this number one? Number two, Hajj al-Qiran, if you perform the Umrah, you're not going to shave, you're not going to cut your hair, and you're going to stay with the clothes of Ihram until you finish the whole process of the Hajj. And both of them, the Tamattu' and Quran, must sacrifice the animal. Both of them. The only thing hundreds companions did it was the Prophet of Allah, Ali, radiallahu anhu wa arda, he led hundreds of goats from Yemen. And the rest of the Sahaba, it was argument, this some of the Sahaba, he need to do the same like the Prophet of Allah. The Prophet commanded them to change their Quran to make it what? The Maddu'a, to enjoy everything. Even Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anhu wa arda, she came and cried. She was in her tent. She sent the message, Ya Rasulullah had the menses. Then the Prophet ﷺ, what he commanded, he told her, دخلت العمرة في الحج. The Hajj became merged with the Umrah, together like this. Meaning, Ya Aisha, you stay in a state of Ihram until the day of Al-Hajj, and enter the Hajj. Therefore, the Hajj became merged with the Umrah. And do everything, Ya Aisha, as everyone does, except to enter the Haram Sharif, meaning if the woman she has the menses, she's not allowed to enter the Haram Sharif. Of course, haram for her. She's not allowed to touch the Mus'haf, the Arabic version of the Mus'haf, not allowed. What she has to do is stay outside of the Haram Sharif. Can she pray? No, she cannot pray. What she has to do is stay outside of the Haram Sharif and say, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ. To hear Al-Qur'an, to make dhikr, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد لله يحيي ويميت ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة. Exactly the same as the other people. What she is not allowed to enter the Haram Sharif. we found violation, woman with the brother who had a long beard, and he took his woman and he came on up to this place and he said, my wife, she has a menses, what can we do? When she entered the door, she has a menses. It's haram for you, my brother. It is haram for her to permit your wife to enter the Haram Sharif with a menses, because nobody knows. This is the house of Allah. Everybody should be pure. That's what we need. She can. And then Aisha radiallahu anha wa arda'a, she starts to renew in the day of number 8 of the Isha. Renew another niyyah over the niyyah of the Umrah. And she became in a state of haram under the Hajj. She completed all the process and ceremony of the Hajj. And after she finished the Hajj, she went to a place in the port of Mecca called Tan'im to renew. She put a, took a permission from the Prophet to perform. Can I make Umrah now, Ya Rasulullah? And look at this. Can I make Umrah, Ya Rasulullah? After I mix the Hajj, because I missed the Umrah. I missed Tawaf around the Kaaba. I missed Sa'i and Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. So the Prophet he permitted her to go to Tan'im, at least in the port of Mecca with the taxi, have an hour, and then after that she renewed her niyyah, and she became in a state of haram. She came back with her brother, Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, and this is the evidence that every single woman she should need mahram, because the Prophet permitted her with the condition, mahram, that her brother Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, he was with her. And then after that she went to make Umrah after the Hajj. You may find a lot of Muslims today, they can make Umrah. And then he goes Prophet to this place and renew his Umrah, renew Ihram to go for to make it for his uncle. And then he could travel again to make it for his grandfather. And make another again for his aunt. And make it for the neighbor in the back home. And back and forth in the Tan'im. It is not allowed. All of this is not allowed in Islam. You're not gonna make the Umrah for 300 people around your area, and your aunt, and your grandfather, and your grandmother, who passed it from 100 years ago. You cannot do that, ya akhi, subhanAllah. So you need to understand where the fiqh is. That is clearly for what we need to learn. InshaAllah, we continue, but the time is almost closed. InshaAllah ta'ala, we will continue, inshaAllah ta'ala, tomorrow, and to give you more detail. InshaAllah ta'ala, after that. So we have clearly before we finish, because I want to finish today, between tamattu and qiran. Qiran if you lead the animal, as well as the animal. Therefore you have to go the tamattu. It is recommended from the Prophet sallam. And the Prophet commanded Aisha to make tamattu, not to be in a state of qiran. And then after that, this tamattu and qiran, must sacrifice animal for tamattu, must sacrifice animal for qiran. Right. For that, after you perform in the tamattu, you perform it, the tawaf and sa'i, you cut your hair and you will be released from the ihram, enjoy everything, even the woman and the human, everything, the shape, everything. Qiran you cannot cut, you cannot shave, you must stay with the clothes of an ihram until you finish the whole hajj. That's called Qiran. Qiran, that is for which one I have to choose now, if it is the same. And remember, in tamattu, you're gonna make two sa'id. In Quran, you're gonna make only one sa'id. What does that mean? The sa'id of al-umrah. So tamattu, you make sa'id. Tawaf around the Kaaba 7, and Safa al-Marwa 7, that's number one for the tamattu. And then after that, when you finish the whole hajj in the day of al-Eid, and come back to Mecca to make ifada, he has to make tawaf around the Kaaba, and then Safa and Marwa. Qiran, no. He did it already in the Umrah. He doesn't make sa'i. Only he go to Mecca for what? To make only tawaf around the Kaaba, and he doesn't make sa'i again, because he became in a state of ihram. He remained with the condition. And I'm going to tell you here. To drink this clothes is comfortable. It's not comfortable. You understand? You're going to find yourself to find. That's why the matwa. Go perform your Umrah and go to the hotel and take off everything and enjoy until the day of Eid. But some people they say, I need to be humble. I need to be with the state of ihram all the time of my life. Do it, my brother. We don't tell you no. But remember again, you must lead the animal. You don't have an animal with you, because you're going to sacrifice the animal after you perform the Hajj in the day of number 10 of Al-Eid, the Yawm, the Rajm, the Jamra, the stoning in the day of Al-Eid, you're going to sacrifice the animal after that, in order to be released temporarily from the ihram. You must be restrained, you enjoy everything after you perform everything, except to go until you accept the woman. You must go first to the Kaaba, you must go first to make ifada. After you make ifada, everything became permitted to you. You cannot make ifada after the ifada and you be released completely. No, you will be released from ihram temporarily. Based your regular clothes, put perfume, shaved, everything you do it, except the woman. Until you go and you make another tawaf around the Kaaba and Safa and Marwa again, and then you will be completely out of the state of ihram and stay only enjoy days after the Hajj, day 11 and 12 and 13. If you cannot make it up to 13, you could make it 11 and 12. And then after that you will leave, you could leave, because Allah Ta'ala taught us in Surah Al-Baqarah. You understand? 2 days or 3 days inshaAllah, we'll tell you that in more detail inshaAllah. Ask Allah Ta'ala to help us to understand the Islam. Ask Allah Ta'ala to provide us with additional Hajj and Umrah inshaAllah. And accept from all the Hajj, male and female. Ask Allah Ta'ala to give victory for the Muslim Ummah. And help all of us inshaAllah Ta'ala against the Shaitan, against those who have hatred against us. Ask Allah to protect all the Muslims in everywhere. And to make all of us one inshaAllah for the cause of Allah. Allahumma taqabbalna wa rabba minna, wa ja'alna tarban min ibadah, wa ja'alna min nazina al-kamiwana qawla. تابعونا احسن واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله جزاكم الله خير ورسول الله صلى الله عليه ورحمه الله وبركاته.